Welcome everybody. Today we'll discuss the role of human resource development in employee welfare. Employee welfare includes a host of things. I mean, sponsorship, scholarship, condolences, support for leisure activities, support for housing, medical checkups, medical aid, on and on and on. So employee welfare measures are a host of things. We will be concentrating on the employee efficiency in the organization. How much money is acting as a motivator? We'll evaluate the benefits of welfare activities, diagnose the trade union activities, retirement, voluntary retirement schemes, VRS, CRS, layoffs, etc. Termination and requirement to study the importance of exit interviews. Role of human resource development in employee welfare. Basically, HRD is the be-all and end-all for all employees. All grievances, all welfare-related activities are all rooted through human resources. Employee welfare is a very important aspect of human resources. Then we will look at the employee's health and safety, accidents, accident prevention, separations from service, retirement, and exit interviews. It's the prime responsibility for employee welfare activities to be done by the HRD department. So all health-related and safety-related activities have to be routed through the HR department. So they have to maintain and manage safety measures in the workplace, which leads to a series of accidents. They have to create safety norms and standards and ensure that employees follow them. And obviously, there is a maintenance role in it to ensure that the machinery used by employees is adequate. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is human resource development, HRD department, has to ensure that the employees are not only safe in the environment they work in, accident-free, to find causes and mitigate actions for accidents, to ensure that employees' welfare is taken care of in terms of incentives and everything which we discussed in the earlier chapters, but also to ensure your physical safety in the workplace. So conditions of the work environment are very important. You have to make sure that the conditions are suitable for people to work. They are not health hazards. Safety measures are being taken place. You are providing health services. There are first aid kits in every department, where attendance to any accident can take place instantaneously. There is a doctor on call for employees. There is a package for employees for health safety. You have to ensure that their welfare is taken care of in terms of their mental state also. Employee is the focal point of an hospitality organization. A hotel doesn't work without its employees. Their welfare is the welfare of the company. If your employee is healthy and happy, your company is healthy and happy. You have to ensure that a sick employee doesn't come to work, is taken care of. There is no spread of illnesses within the employees. There is no accidents. You're taking care of them in a healthy environment. You're creating environment where they can work peacefully. The stress levels are under control. Their mental health and their physical health are very important to the company. As a business entity, as a hotel, I cannot run a hotel without employees. Hotel is not a product which is sold and then the person consumes it at its own sweet time, in own sweet place, in own sweet place. There is a service element involved to it. If a healthy working environment will lead to healthy employees, and healthy employee will lead to healthy business. Performance of the organization is completely directly linked to the welfare of the employee. So it becomes a very important aspect. Hospitality industry has a human element. So when we talk about welfare, health and safety. There's a human element involved. It's a highly physical industry. A waiter is not sitting and serving. He's standing and serving. He's walking in a kitchen which is slippery. There's grease around. It's a highly stressful environment. Meals have to go on time for the customer. Customer becomes unhappy. You get a rude customer. Different kinds of behavioral customers you get. The mental attitude should be fine. They have to have the knowledge and skill. All these attributes, it's all around employee welfare. Health and safety. A healthy employee is a mentally healthy employee. Mental and physical health is very important. Waiter stands around for 8-9 hours. He has to be physically fit. He has to be mentally astute when talking to customers. His emotions have to be in check. He has to have the knowledge and the skill. All that is a part and parcel of the welfare of the employee. So what do you do to ensure that? He has to be very, very careful that the accidents don't happen. He doesn't spill anything over a customer. He doesn't spill anything over himself. Doesn't use hazardous materials in the wrong manner. So what does all this lead to? How do you create welfare? By training, one very important aspect. By mentally tuning the employee, motivating, very important aspect. Teaching them the skills, giving them the knowledge. These all form a big part of human resource development. Human resource development does not only mean hiring a person. It means developing the person. It means creating a good environment for the person, a safe environment for the person to work, a healthy environment for the person to work, healthy interpersonal relationships, healthy customer relationships. Physical and mental attributes are strengthened. These and an accident-free zone. Minimal accidents. Working conditions are very important. Working conditions are very difficult. Anything can happen. In a large running hotel, any mishap can happen at any point of time. A large hotel has so many nooks and corners that, and large kitchens and slippery floors and people working in non-stop at any point of time. So promoting the health and welfare needs of the employee are very important. Physical health and mental health. Now let's talk about safety. Safety is another aspect of health. Now safety in terms of in a working hotel, every hotel has a safety policy. You have fire safety policy, you have bomb blast safety policy, you have all your hazardous waste safety policy, safety policies in the kitchen which you need to follow. Let us now talk about safety policy. Safety is a very important aspect of employee welfareism. You have to create a safe environment. All hotels have safety policy. All hotels formulate their policy. How do you formulate a safety policy? You plan and you develop a policy. Depending on your hotel to hotel, may differ from hotel to hotel. You organize and you implement. Once you implement it, doesn't mean it's okay. Implement ho gaya. It's done. Every policy in a hotel is a statement, a mission and a vision. Your planning creates the implementation plan. Once you implement it, you revisit. You may discover a better way of doing the things. You may discover flaws in your system. So you measure and take corrective actions. Then you do a review of it. And then you create another safety policy. So it's a working cycle. Safe work, good working environment is a safe work. How do you do that? You have to create a operational health security policy. Your organization creates that. You have to create a safety operation, safety organization. You have to do safety and health training of your staff, where you train them, you develop them, you make them aware of the entire policy and how they have to implement. You create committees for safety, for let's say fire safety, for example. So you created a fire safety policy. You created a committee to regulate fire safety. You trained people. You noted down all your rules and regulations for the fire safety, as per law and as per this. You do safety and health inspections throughout. For fire safety, you do inspections of your fire equipment. You do inspection of your places where fires are likely to happen. You see if there are any loose wires, so electric fires don't happen. Any short circuit places, which is possible. You see water and electricity don't mix well together. So you check every space that safety measures are taken properly. So you do your inspection. Now, even during inspection, let's say your fire extinguishers have to be refilled all the periods of time. Even if you filled it once and not used it for a year, you yet have to refill it every year. So you do your refilling. You check your fire hydrants working properly or not. So you do your fire safety and health inspection. I've taken fire safety as a example. Then you do a job hazard analysis. You analyze not only for fire, for everything else. Kitchen, what are the hazards which are possible in kitchen? Fire is possible. Slippery floor, accidents due to fall. Housekeeping, you're cleaning a high ceiling when you're cleaning it. You're using a tall ladder. Your safety net, harness, so you can fall, so you can slip. All these things have to be analyzed. Each role, the person then has to be trained, no, accordingly. Personal protective equipment has to be provided. So if he's cleaning a high ceiling in chandelier, he's climbing on a long, large stool. If he falls from a height of 20 feet or 30 feet or 10 feet also, there will be serious damage done to the body. He may even not survive the fall. So you have to have personal protective equipment so that doesn't happen. In housekeeping, the person using chemicals, he has to have personal protective equipment for using harmful chemicals. Very, very important. So in the inspect, you make sure that it's there. So if there is an accident or an incident, there is a fire or there is an accident, somebody falls, you investigate. Find out why it happened. You've given PPE, you've trained, you put the person there, you've done everything. Why did it happen? You inspected for loose wires, you made sure all your areas are clean so that fire doesn't happen. Why did it happen? Was it human negligence? Was it by accident? So you have to look at that. You keep doing drills for emergency preparedness. Fire drills happen periodically. It is mandated by fire departments that fire drills happen every 3 months. It is also mandated by health departments that you do CPR training every 3 months. So you do your fire drills, emergency preparedness has to be there. You promote safety. People are careless. Wearing a glove will take them time. They will avoid wearing gloves. Person cleaning outside windows will try and say, "Oh, theek hai, I've been doing it for years. I will not fall. I won't use the harness." So you have to promote safety. You have to ensure that the person follows the protocol. Supervision has to be done. Safety has to be promoted. You have to run health assurance programs. You have to evaluate. And you have to select and control your subcontractors. You may be giving outside window cleaning of a large hotel to a contractor rather than doing it in-house. You have to ensure that you provide the proper equipment, proper external escalators or elevators, whatever they're called, plus safety harnesses. You have to ensure that they follow the procedure. You have to have an effective control program. You have to ensure it is followed. We need to audit from time to time. Keep auditing it. You need to document all your controls. You need to record everything and report everything. Everything has to be on record. See, health and safety is a very important issue. Please understand this. If somebody falls, breaks his neck, somebody falls, hurts himself, or dies in the premises, it creates a lot of legal issues. If you do not follow your entire procedure from top to bottom as per law and as per your definition of your safety, you are bound to be in legal troubles as an employer, as a manager. You may get arrested if you don't follow it properly. Or if a guest falls down, slips, breaks his leg, you may have to pay high compensation. You will have to pay high compensation to the staff member also if something happens. So you need to be very careful. And moreover, if some incident like this happens to a staff, your other staff gets demoralized. They will not want to work. What will you do? So you need to ensure that all these things are taken care of. Staff is taken care of as well as your customers. And you need to constantly audit and constantly be on top of it. What causes an accident? I just give you an example. Unplanned, uncontrollable event which causes likely to cause an injury. See, look at the image which is there. The guy is trying to put a ladder on steps. He is bound to fall. That is the cause of what? That this image is cause of what? Non-training. Not being serious. Accident is something which can happen at any point of time, anywhere. It can be unexpected. It is unpredictable at times. Maybe foolishness at times. Or it could actually be a working condition which can cause the accident. So safety, health and safety is not only the responsibility of the HR department. It is also the responsibility of the HR department to keep training the staff time and time and again, day in, day out. And there are some dangerous accidents which can happen. Accidents, technical causes of accidents as unsafe conditions. Kitchen not kept clean at all points of time. Greasy floors. Wire lying loose next to the swimming pool. Some are environmental factors. You're right next to a lake which drains heavily and water comes in. Mechanical factors. Loose wiring, the human causes, like I said, person making a mistake, putting your ladder on steps, it's not going to be balanced, you will fall. Not having your unsafe acts, cleaning outside windows, not putting your harness, you are not in the right frame of mind, so you do some stupidity. Human causes. How do you prevent? Signage is an important aspect. Training is the most important aspect. Keep training the person, keep doing drills. Have as much information as possible on safety procedures, performances. Keep doing drills. Keep assessing. Keep measuring risks. Keep your staff on toes in terms of risks of accidents at all points of time. Measure the current safety performance. Identify very vulnerable areas. Keep a close eye on vulnerable areas. Keep training staff. Keep getting into the head. See, look at this image which you see here. What does the image tell you? Floor is dirty, wet, slippery. The chef falls into a frying pan. And into a frying pan. Burn a hand. Your first aid kit is the first thing which is required at that point of time. So you have to have your first aid kit ready with you at all points of time. But you need to call the doctor, you need to take the person to the hospital. Chef works with the hands. This poor lady could lose her hand. Never be able to cook again. So very important. This happens because of negligence. She has to be careful, she has to see the environment she is walking in. The kitchen has to be kept clean at all periods of time. She slipped, but she slipped because of her own negligence. And she can slip out for two reasons. One, wet floor, greasy floor. Third, a very shining floor. You will wax on the floor, a person will slip. Accidents will happen. Hospitality industry is a place of accidents. Kitchen is the brute cause of the accidents. Are a potato peels fallen down on the ground, you can slip on that. Your proper footwear has to be there so that you don't slip. Your conscious mind has to see down. Proper training has to be given to you. So this is a very important aspect. Now let's get into employee separation from service. Employee separation of service happens because of discharge of an employee. You terminate an employee, you suspend an employee for you are doing retrenchment because you are trying to save the organization, or layoffs. These are the reasons for separation. An employee may leave the organization for better practice, better prospect, or may be terminated from the organization due to various reasons. Anyway, you terminated the employee. The employee is left for better prospect. You offered compulsory retirement scheme, retirement. Now when Tata's took over Taj in 1988, they did compulsory retirement for senior people. They forced them to retire. So compulsory retirement scheme. They gave them a benefit of one point of time and they told them, thank you very much. And there is a voluntary retirement scheme, VRS, normally used in government organizations. These schemes are used very rarely in hospitality, has been used. I give you an example that when Tata's took over Taj from AB Capital. But other organizations have not found the need because there is never surplus in this industry. You always have too little employees, too much work. There's always multitasking happening. It's a part of your training. So there is never surplus in the industry. When a person leaves the organization, an important practice for the health and safety of the organizations is to have an exit interview. What does an exit interview do? An exit interview is a discussion. You are doing a discussion with an employee who is leaving the organization. You are trying to find out why the person is leaving. For what reason the person is leaving? Is there a monetary benefit for the reason the person is leaving, or is the work environment a problem? Or they are finding some issue in the work, they are not getting along with somebody, there is politics going on. So you design an entire thing, exit interview, in a way that you get the maximum information possible. Employees while working may not have the desire to tell you how unhappy they are. But while going, when they're leaving, they may inform you of the reasons of leaving. The employee may not tell you that the boss is always screaming or using bad language against them. But while leaving, they may tell you the reason for leaving is cannot take the abuse from the boss. That gives an organization an important insight. An exit interview is a very important interview. It gives you an insight into the minds of the employee who is leaving and why is he leaving. And you can and then derive information from that and design a motivational program for your employees who are yet there in the system. Or you can take corrective measures so that it doesn't affect anyone else. So your exit interview has to be designed in that particular fashion. You have to structure it that way. And you have to tell the employee that their benefits which are due to them on leaving will not be denied to them if they speak the truth. And you have to ensure that they get their benefits. You have to keep the exit interview a secret so that revenge should not be taken. You have to investigate. If they tell you that my boss is abusive, you have to investigate. You have to find out that speaking the truth or they're just telling you because their boss didn't give them a promotion and they left because of it. So you have to investigate. The exit interview becomes an important aspect to give you an entire perspective of how you are treating your employees and why are they leaving you. You should give sufficient time. In fact, you should give more time to exit interviews than interviews themselves. You should be completely open to listening to the person. Listen to the complaint. Whatever said and done, for how much of a period the employee served the organization, helped in the betterment of the organization, helped in trying to increase sales in the organization, helped in business, was a part of your team. So you should thank the employee and ask for suggestions. I'll tell you by example that a disgruntled employee will actually show you the mirror. If you are willing to see the mirror, he'll show you the mirror. He'll show you how you are. I have walked out from companies and calling my bosses idiots on their faces in the exit interview. Shown them the mirror. If they're willing to see the mirror, they should see the mirror. If they're not willing to see the mirror, then it's fine. It's up to them. But as an employee who's leaving an organization, it is my duty to tell the people who I worked for why I'm leaving them. Because there's a reason for everything. If they're not paying me enough and somebody else is paying me more, that may be one reason. But there are 101 other reasons. And as an HR person, I should be willing to listen, willing to investigate, willing to find out the truth so that it can be corrected, so that I do not lose any more employees, so that I can create a healthy working environment. It is very important for me as an HR person to go in and find out and improve my environment. If I don't do so, I will lose more and more employees all the period of time. I should not lose employees unnecessarily. And things which I can correct, which I have ignored. It is very important for the health and safety of my my organization that the health and safety of my employees is taken care of, both mental and physical. With that, I would like to thank you.